For from him all things originate, and through him all things live and exist, and to him are all things directed. To him be glory and honor forever. Amen. Romans 11:36 Amplified Bible. Greetings. Overcomers.ca. He chose you. Addendum 2. The place of his throne and the overcomer in the world of men. Scripture. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Mark 13, verses 14 to 23. Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 5 says, Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Zephaniah 1, verses 2 to 6 says, I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven, and the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah, and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the cherubims with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and swear by the Lord, that swear by Malcham, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired of him. From Zephaniah 1, 14 to 18, The great day of the Lord is near. It is near, it hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distresses upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 5 to 7. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then for the vision following. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under the wings on their four sides, and they had four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined, one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward, whither the Spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 4 to 14. And scriptures. Three visions. First vision. Saw the Lord pulling up cords of iniquity. But the cords were not black. They were multicolored, as if they were made of the same fabrics of a coat made with many colors. But they were not a coat, but cords. The cords were held firmly in the hand of the Lord, and the other end of the cords in each individual overcomer's heart. The overcomers did not know they were overcoming, because they knew and saw only these cords of iniquity in their hearts. But God was pulling the cords upwards with a great strong arm, and great was the power of his drawing of them upwards. He remained seated upon his throne as he pulled the cords, came out. I saw immediately that the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost in each overcomer then changed to fire of flaming brands of retribution and judgment, and the individual overcomer came to the end of their trials. But the fire remained to begin through them to purge the earth and to cleanse the nations. End vision. Second vision. A prophet wearing a woolen mantle of prophecy, smiting the earth with a large piece of meat from a creature sacrificed righteously unto God. As the meat smote the earth, the nations came to great mourning, and the peoples of the earth came to great grief. For the Lord discomfited all the nations because of the sacrifice of meat from a creature that was made unto him. During the smiting of the earth with the sacrifice of meat, I saw that the people who had aligned themselves with Christ and his word, and who had taken unto themselves his name, and had overcome, as he had overcome, were in realms of peace that were eternal. They bore upon them the full weight of the Ancient of Days, and they did not sway away from the enormous weight that was upon them. These waited for the meat to smite the earth by the hands of the prophet, so they could take their place with the Lord upon the throne, and rule and reign with him. So it was that this came to pass, and so it was that the judgment was swift, and the kingdom of the Lord came to a discomfited world of man. End vision. Third vision. The Lord by his Spirit rose up within me and carried me away into the atmosphere above the North American continent. I saw the continent in real time, and in time not far hence, it was a current vision. Covering the continent were tiny red dots, each dot but 1 inch apart from the other, yet the entire continent was covered with them. I assume in my natural thinking that this would also apply to the other continents of the earth, but as it was only the North American continent was shown to me. The Lord then said to me, "These are from the pollutions of man." The understanding I had in scientific terms was that these were nuclear radiation hot particles, the size of atoms and made up of whatever composite mixture of metals and gases which would make them radioactive and deadly to any living thing. As I looked at the particles, I saw that they held a heat that was not the same as the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost. The heat of these was volatile and was brandishing a level of death to the natural creation, unlike anything before it. When I saw them, I knew that this would kill much life. Immediately, the Lord took me back to a word I'd had some time ago about the overcomers and the ones they love, included with them, being kept safe under the cupped hand of the Lord. The Lord assured me that he, by his miracle-working power, would not allow us to be harmed by these particles, but that they are being allowed to continue for a time until the Lord comes to make all things new. When he comes, he will disannul their power and create new this world which has fallen into such decay as this. End vision. End vision. The following are words of prophecy. Current state of the overcomer. It has been stated numerous times in prophecy in the past, and now reiterated here once again, the current state of they that desire all the Lord has for them must be brought up yet once again. Again, in the reckoning of this time frame of history, we are needful to be reminded of the vision and of the end of our hope. Hope can be a most dangerous thing if deferred, because it discourages one from gaining the end of their faith and the prize of the high calling if that hope seems put off. No matter how many times it is repeated in the word, hope cannot be found false. Although dangerous, it cannot be false. It will never be left unanswered. The Lord is at hand, and his timing is perfect, and all he is doing will culminate in our time by his word and spirit outpoured upon the waiting army. My words to the elect at this time is to not allow their hope to discourage them at the long test of time that is presently being endured, for the end of this time will be the peace of God without any tribulation to those who are exercised thereby. The Lord is right on time, both with teaching the overcomer to ignore the false teachings in Christendom, as well as to knowing that he does all things well, and that to the delight of his name and nature, he, with the brightest of joy and rejoicing, will complete his work in us and perfect us according to his good grace, which is freely bestowed upon us. As this grace is poured forth upon us in our present measure, we may have the wisdom to know his will and to do it. At this time, the overcomer is hard-pressed to know of their spiritual walk, because strong are the cords of iniquity which seem to bind them. At the surface of their lives is all the wraith and wrappings of carnality and all that which is an affront to what they had hoped for in the Lord. Instead of rising in the life of Christ unto the nations, they find they are filled up with the fires of God, bringing the dross to the surface in them and reuniting them with the flesh awareness they would rather not have. This carnal rising and disgust with it is part of Father's plan to finish in them the full measure of grace needed to end their trials and tribulations and to bring them through to fullness as he has promised in his word. We are at the end of the flesh nature, that carnal ambition which stands as the foothold and ground of all accusation against our failings. It has now come full head and is fully prominent, and the Lord, by the heat of this fire, has brought all such dross to the surface. Now comes the removal of it. How is this to be done? For our nature is to assist the Lord in his working by some ambition on our part to religiously make it all happen. Be it far from the overcomer. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, not these which bear the stamp of Adam, but these which bear the mark of Father. There is naught for you to do, dear reader of these pages, but to continue to wait for the Lord to remove the dross in a single stroke of his judgment, in the same way that dross is removed from a crucible burning with precious metal. The dross therein, risen by the intense heat of fire, is scraped away by the one who purifies the metal to make it completely clean within and without. Therefore I say unto you in prophecy that we have arrived now at the final cleanse of our carnality by the stroke of the Lord's hand and by his atonement made perfect in our vessels of clay. You may not believe this of yourself, because all you can see are your many failings and shortcomings in the things of the Spirit. But that is not what the purifier of precious metals sees. He sees the dross risen now by this heat, and this is the final time. I say again in prophecy that the overcomers will come to a small grain of great peace in their inner core. That is a signal that your trials and your tribulations have all come to a close. The world of men at this time. When this peace comes to you, dear reader, know this, that the world will be entering a time of trouble that it has never seen before. For the one rejected and set aside and cast out and off, the overcomer, the candidate for placement in the army of the Lord, they at this time are about to see the end of all trials and tribulations, and a peace that they have never known will fill them from the inside out. They will not need to be taught any more about the Lord, nor his purpose, nor his word, for they will be filled with the peace of God, which is not only is beyond understanding, but will also be full of understanding. As knowledge and wisdom and understanding are gained by this peace, so the overcomer will, in these present bodies of clay, have that peace and the cessation of all that tested them. They will not have to say to their spouses, or to their families, or to their neighbors, or to men of the world, of man, that they are in peace now with the Lord, and that they have no further child to their life, because the people in the world, including families, and in some cases spouses and children and parents, will see this clearly in them without any words being spoken. The world at that time will be in such groaning as never before in history, since the ark was being prepared by Noah, and the earth grieved under the wickedness of man. So great will be the unanswerable problems of the world be during this time that the wars and tumults that develop will not have any ending or cessation nor answer. Man's economy and industry will fail, and all that man has built will collapse, but it will not come nigh the overcomer. Now think not that you will come into this peace ahead of another who is counted as having overcome. The company of these who form the army of the Lord will rise up together in this, and although they be now presently distanced from one another, they will know distance no more, but will be in perfect rank and order. As this assembly of the army takes place, no one will determine or state where one should be in rank and order, nor will they advise their fellow as to what they should do or how they should walk. The entire assembling of this army will be done solely by the hand of the Savior, who will do so expertly as the captain of the host of the Lord. Each member will fall into rank and order, even in the place wherein they live and wherein they abide. They will not be found outside of that place, but inside it by the Lord's own hand and in perfect eternal peace. The world in the meantime will be in total chaos, and the anarchy of nations will boil over into the streets and avenues of man's domains. The shakings of the nations will be such that all man has built will be shaken to the core, and nothing man has made will be exempt from this shaking. No nation or political party or monarchy, nor any other force made by man, even if at one time anointed and in unction by the Lord, will create any safe haven of escape from the shakings. What the Lord would have anointed and ordained will not be anointed or ordained any longer in the systems of man. Even their governments and their police will be found with spot and with the strain of iniquity and with the shortcomings that can only be produced by the dire of wicked men. All of this will coincide with the peace coming into the lives of the overcomer. Remember this, that the overcomer at this present time does not know they are overcoming. They feel instead a great loss and a great shortcoming as to what they thought their lives should be. But remember also that this is but the dross the Lord has boiled to the surface. The Lord will have his way in the lives of the overcomers, and in his will to bring them to the end of their tests. The minute you become aware of this peace in your inner core, know that you have arrived at this fixed place, and that not long hence from there the wonders of the power of God will flow unabated. The world is shaking. The world in shaking will be partially collapsed at that time. The ones in this peace will collapse the rest that has not fallen. The weight of God. Here then is the method and means that God will use to manifest his sons and daughters. The manifestation of the sons and daughters of God is the salvation of the world. These will bring the light of God's glory and kingdom to this earth, with Christ ruling over all, with no end to his dominion or his kingdom. It will be a tangible, real kingdom here in a physical, real world, not a spiritual allegory, but a real, tangible kingdom with the glorified Jesus in his raised body here upon the earth as the ruling potentate. But what of the lowly overcomer who had come now into this peace? Here, in their end, here is their end. For the Lord will rise up in them suddenly while they abide in this peace. I have prophesied, and the Lord in rising will change their mortal bodies like Jesus' body was changed when it lay dead in the tomb. The bodies of the sons and daughters of God will change into the eternal glorified state and will do so in less time than it takes for you to blink an eyelid. This will happen here in this physical, real world. But that is not the best of it, for the best of it will be the view that the world has when they view these manifest children of God. Just as Gideon was left with 300 out of 30,000 to slay the Midianite army, so the overcomer, which is but a waving of a sheaf of barley, will prevail and will destroy death off of this creation. Through them, God will make all things new. For each individual overcomer shall be found this way, that upon them and within them and through them will be the full weight of the person and the character and the mannerism of the Lord God Almighty, the Ancient of Days, the Everlasting Father. The full weight of the very person of God in the Creator will individually be upon each one. It will be the Lord in holy myriads of Himself, filling each one again and again with His fullness, which has no limit, nor ending, nor cessation. You, dear overcomer, you who are at this time waiting for the full measure of peace to come and are weary of the flesh, you who has been found faithful unto this final hour, upon you will be the full weight of God. Without any measure of God possible, you will walk upon the earth in the world of man, in full view of man, with man, knowing that this is not just a person, but the fullness of God in a person. At that time, all the false science, all the false religion, all the false lukewarmness of Christendom, all of it will be completely disannulled. No more will there be the feigned words of lies and cheating in the name of God. No more will the false science of carnal minds fill the earth with its dire words of hapless creation. God will be seen unmeasured in each son and daughter of God in infinite weight of His person, which weight is the glory of God the Father. This is the same glory Jesus spoke of in John chapter 17. It is the glory prepared for those now who will come into peace. Know this, dear reader, reading of this page. If you have understood this prophecy, then you are indeed part of this which is now about to happen. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.